A reading from 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brothers, I do not want you to be uninformed. You know that when you were pagans, you were led astray to mute idols, however you were led. Therefore, I want you to understand that no one speaking in the Spirit of God ever says, Jesus is accursed. And no one can say, Jesus is Lord, except in the Holy Spirit. Now, there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of service, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who empowers them all in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. For to one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the one Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another the ability to distinguish between spirits, to another various kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. All these are empowered by one and the same Spirit, who apportions to each one individually as he wills. This is the word of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Amen. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, then there's only one way to be living, his way. And that's to be using whatever gifts the triune God has apportioned to you for what St. Paul calls the common good. And how could it be otherwise? The one you call Lord, he eternally receives his very being as gift from the Father, and it is his joy and delight eternally to offer his very being back to the Father through the eternal Spirit. And he takes that movement down into our human flesh through the incarnation, his cross, his resurrection. That's the life that he literally brings down into human flesh for us to live. If he is Lord, then that is living. Gifts received and put to service to one another. That's the joy of doing it God's way. Now, I hope I don't step on any toes, but I don't think for a second that St. Paul in 1 Corinthians 12 or any place else is actually giving you some sort of a definitive list of the gifts that God gives. And so those spiritual gift inventories that some of you might remember from the 1980s, they missed the point by a mile. I'm pretty sure that Paul keeps this huge list together for the sole purpose of blowing you away with how many are the gifts of God and how diverse is his giving, and to keep you from trying to number them and sort them all out. So getting into the weeds of the difference between a word of wisdom and a word of knowledge or a gift of healing, that's just to miss the forest for the trees. He runs on so that you might stand in awe at God's penchant for mega diversity. But whatever these spirit-wrought gifts include, wherever you find them, they have two things in common. The first is their origin, and the second is their purpose. Their origin, not you, God. Their purpose, not puffing you up, but you using them to be a blessing to others. Their origin isn't you, but God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I hope you noticed the Trinity was explicit in the reading. That means no room for pride, no room for giving yourself airs, no room for looking down on others who are differently gifted than you. St. Paul elsewhere would bluntly ask, so tell me, what do you have that you didn't receive? And if you received it, why are you boasting as if it were a possession and not a gift? So you can speak. So you can understand deep things. So you have a calming presence that brings a sense of healing and peace. And you know how to pray with fervor and so on and on and on and on. And Paul would say, super, super, super. All of that is to be celebrated by recognizing their origin. Not one of them arises from you. All of them are from God. What a giver he is. He's the one at work energizing the gift in each. His ways are not equal, and someone will certainly have more gifts in one area than you, and you may have more in a different area. In the body of Christ, that's never something to become a cause of conflict. It's a source of joy. So let me get personal for a moment. Up there, she sits, Sandra Bowers, the deaconess who serves as our worship coordinator. And Sandy and I have had a working relationship for a number of years. It works like a charm. It goes like this. I do words. She does numbers. I'm getting ready to leave this place, and I cannot even tell you what a FOAP is or why Jerry in accounting seems to think it matters and is important. I can't read a spreadsheet to save my life. Sandy, on the other hand, she speaks spreadsheet. She actually seems to like putting things in order and having the numbers all work out. And if St. Paul were here, he would be saying, yes, exactly, my point. Do you see it? Different gifts. Each of you use your gift to be of service to the other, and don't sit around fretting about what you don't have. Just rejoice that I gave it to somebody else. And don't take credit for what you do have as if you came up with it and it weren't something I gave you. Just serve each other. And I've got more gifts to give along the way. Just watch. So the second point, the use of the gifts, it isn't for you, but God wants you to use whatever he's blessed you with to be a blessing to others. Now understand, when you do that, you end up mega blessed yourself. But you don't get mega blessed yourself by using it on yourself. You get mega blessed yourself by using the gift on others. So God's given you the voice of an angel, like Aaron. So it would be a sin for Aaron not to use her voice to sing out in the assembly. She only sang in the shower. What good would that do? So you have the ability to make unbelievably tasty treats. You love doing it. So it's not just for you to enjoy your own culinary creations. It's for you to be a blessing to the people, maybe that new neighbor across the street, to bring them something and even invite them to church with you. So, you're one of those really weird plant whisperers. And in the presence of green things, you can make them actually grow and be happy and behave themselves. If you are one of those, I need to talk to you about the palm in my office that's dying. And it's a great gift that you have. And so when you visit somebody's house and you see the sick plant, don't be silent. Say, oh, you know what we can do to help fix this? And share. The list goes on and on. So much bigger than just the examples St. Paul gave. It's endless. In every one of them, God is setting an opportunity before you to coax your eyes away from yourself and your own preoccupations, to marvel at his giving and to share in his joy of being servants to each other. When you call Jesus Lord, you're confessing that his way is the way things ought to be. All gift from the Father through the Son and the Spirit, all aimed at loving service that builds up the body of Christ, the church. So then, out with the silly airs, pretending that God's working is actually your achievement. Out with the envy that you didn't get what somebody else did. Out with the thinking that any ability you've been blessed with is just for your own satisfaction. Instead, calling Jesus Lord by the Spirit through him. Pray to be a blessing. Pray to have the grace to receive the blessings as you delight in God's bountiful giving. And above all, pray that in all of this and in every way, Jesus Christ may be praised. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.